The Incognito Art Show is on this weekend in Sydney, and it's a fabulous show being pulled together by Laura Jones and Ed and Dave Liston. And we're actually going to chat with Ed Liston later in the week. It's a not-for-profit show. All the funds being raised are going to the fantastic organisation Studio A. Now, the catch is all of the artwork is $100, right? They're A5 sizes of artworks. Beautiful, beautiful little, very, very easy to put in your home and have in your home. They're $100 each. I mean, and that is just a fantastic price point for original art. Now, all of the artists who are involved, and there's a full range of Australian artists, even some internationally based artists. There's been Archibald finalists. There's some prize winners in there. Really beautiful quality work. All of the artists have donated to the show. And we're joined by Sunshine Coast based artist Samantha Hoblin this morning to talk about why she donated and why initiatives like this are really actually fabulous. Sam, how are you?
Good morning, Willie.
Thank you.
I'm great.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's it like up in the Sunshine Coast?
What a pleasure. Well, it's glorious. Oh. It's glorious. Yeah.
Don't tell me. I want to be north of the border. Don't tell me. hey, you have donated three artworks to, or you've contributed three artworks to the fantastic Incognito Art Show. Why did you get involved? Because you have to donate the work, so you don't make any money out of this, right?
Correct, correct. Well, firstly, I wanted to thank you because it was actually you that was spreading the word about the Incognito
Art Show.
And so I found out about it through your Instagram, and I'm really grateful for that because, so in terms of contributing, well, look, it's a lovely thing to do, right? It's, I think for me personally as well, having been in business for a very long time and now art being my business, we've always given back through everything. I feel like it's a really important kind of piece of the business puzzle. And I just think, yeah, it's not just a good way to like do life by giving back, but it's a good way to do business. It feels good. It feels really lovely being able to contribute to something knowing that someone's going to benefit,
yeah,
you know, from that, and that potentially it has the ability to, in maybe some small or big way, change someone's life. And that's a really wonderful thing.
Yeah. Oh, very good. It is that kind of feel good. And I like what you said in that it's not just a good way to do life, it's a good way to do business as well. Now, the sizes of artworks they're A5. Now, you generally paint kind of much larger works, and it was funny. I wondered, how painting on a smaller card or a smaller piece for someone who traditionally paints larger? And what do you paint? So how can we kind of maybe keep an eye out for your works?
Good question. Well, it was like painting on an A5 size card versus, you know, a meter, you know, it is very different. The scale's obviously very different, but it was equally as enjoyable. It was actually a really fun process. And there's something about people not knowing that it's your art that it gave me subconsciously this total creative freedom because there's no expectation. And just because I paint commercially in one style at the moment, I didn't do that. And it felt felt really good. I was like, ooh, I'm just going to paint whatever I feel. And so like you said, I put three pieces in, and they're all really different. So one is, without, you know, giving that much away, but like one's Sydney Harbour, and it was down where my husband proposed to me, and it was certain very iconic vista.
Yep.
Over the bridge. The other one is, you know, it's a vase of flowers because I've never done that. And that was really beautiful. You've always been a real lover of still life.
Oh, I do love a good still life. Yeah.
You do love a good still life. I love a good still life. I was like, well, I'll give that a crack. And then the other one is a very abstract, single, large flower. And so they're all very different, but it was a really wonderful process. Actually, I'm really grateful to Incognito. It's been beautifully organized, and it was all a very seamless process from an artist's point of view.
Yeah, I've been watching their feed and watching them put all of the paintings up, right? And there's like 1,500.
And I've
gone through the list of, well, you can go onto their website and have a look at all the paintings. You obviously don't know who's done them. You won't know who's done them until you actually purchase them. And there's a limit of 3 each, but they say create a really big list. So I've got my list. I'm ready for the weekend.
If I was still in Sydney, I would be there with you. I have a mental list as I was going through the pages. And it's also kind of fun going through them and going, ooh, I know who that is.
Yes.
I know that style of work. I recognize that. And yet others, you know, you might not, but what an incredible opportunity. For $100, you could be getting an extremely high profile Australian art piece.
Yeah.
And I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Oh my goodness. Samantha Hoblin, thank you so much for joining us. I'm kind of, it's funny, I don't want to keep talking about Incognito because I don't want everyone to go, but obviously I want everyone to go because I want all the artwork to sell. But I will be posting the pieces that I get. I've got my list. I'm keen to get there this Saturday. Sam, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks, Willie.